At 102.7, that's our 60s, 70s, 80s this week, featuring the Beach Boys representing the 60s. We heard Fun, Fun, Fun and Do It Again. From the 70s, It's Okay and Sail On, Sailor. And from the 80s, among their most recent recordings, Get You Back and Rock and Roll to the Rescue. Pete Fornital on Saturday Morning 60s. We have five copies of the new book, Heroes and Villains, The True Story of the Beach Boys by Steve Gaines, to give away this morning. It's published by New American Library. It's the dark side of the Beach Boys, as it were. If you'd like one of those copies or a chance for one, give us a call at 212-955-WNEW right now. We'll pick five callers at random for copies of Heroes and Villains, The True Story of the Beach Boys. And our 25th anniversary special continues after the news at WNEW-FM in New York. Sunny, humidity 46%. Our weekend weather windy and quite cold today, but with frequent periods of bright sunshine. Afternoon highs only in the low 30s. Clear and very cold tonight with diminishing winds, low around 20. Tomorrow partly sunny and not quite as cold in the afternoon, high in the upper 30s. 6 minutes after 9, Pete Fornital back with you on Saturday Morning 60s. More of our Beach Boys 25th anniversary special at WNEW-FM.
I've been in this town so long and back in the city. I've been taken for lost and gone and unknown for a long, long time. Fell in love years ago with an innocent girl from the Spanish and Indian home, home of the heroes and once at night, Cotillion Square, the fire, she was bright in the rain of the bullets that eventually brought her down.
At 102.7, the Beach Boys with Darlin' and Wild Honey. What some consider almost a lost Beach Boys single. It came between California Girls and Barbara Ann in 1965 and has only been included since on a couple of compilation albums, The Little Girl I Once Knew, and we began with Heroes and Villains from Smiley Smile. And coincidentally, we just gave away five copies of the book Heroes and Villains, The True Story of the Beach Boys by Steve Gaines to Suzanne Traub of Whitestone, New York, Todd Hirsch of Florham Park, New Jersey, Valeria Giannini of Staten Island, Janice Pumilia of Brooklyn, and Cliff Staub of Highland Lakes, New Jersey. Tell you what, we'll do that again a bit later on in the program. This Beach Boys 25th anniversary special on Saturday Morning 60s at WNEW-FM.
Chrysler is saying thanks to America again for helping us grow 6 years in a row. We're thanking you with financing as low as 3.9 annual percentage rate or $500 cash back on America's first true midsize pickup, Dodge Dakota, and on every full-size Ram pickup or Ram van. They're all quality built and Ram tough. And 3.9 financing makes them easy to own. The financing is for qualified retail buyers from Chrysler Credit Corporation on models from dealer stock. If you prefer the cash, it's yours to keep or use for your down payment. $500 back on any Dakota, full-size Ram pickup, or van you buy or lease. And you'll be getting Chrysler's 5-year or 50,000-mile protection plan. See this limited warranty at your dealer. Some restrictions apply. Financing as low as 3.9% on every new Dodge Dakota full-size Ram pickup or Ram van. Or $500 cash back. It's another big thank you to America from Chrysler at your Dodge dealers now.
Back with you on our Beach Boys 25th anniversary special. Earlier in the program, we heard from Mike Love. We'll hear from all the boys before our time is done today. Right now, it's Al Jardine's turn, and Al has always been considered to be the folk influence on the Beach Boys. In fact, when he was a guest on Mixed Bag a couple of years ago, he told the story of how he turned Brian Wilson on to a traditional folk tune that became a major hit for the Beach Boys.
I do remember sitting down with him and saying, here's a neat little song that I'd like to play for you. And so I started this song that went something like, We Come on the Sloop, John B., My Grandfather and Me. He said, oh, that's interesting. And I played some chords on the piano. And he said, oh, that's real nice. Thanks a lot. And we went on and recorded that same day. I think we were going to do Wendy, was it? Day after that, I swear, one day later, he had finished the track. Completely, to my amazement, had called all the boys in on an emergency session, you know, meeting of the cabinet, and he had us interview for the part. And I said, what song are we doing? He said, oh it's Sloop John B. I'm going, oh. So he interviewed each one of us for the lead, and none of us could cut the mustard, as far as he was concerned. So he ended up singing the song himself.
We come on the sloop, John B., my grandfather and me. Around Nassau Town we did roam, drinking all night. Got into a fight. Well, I feel so broken. John B. said,
How do you keep it from just going through the motions at this point? How do you keep it fresh?
Well, I think with those, with the kind of material, if you were working with McCartney or Gershwin or any of your great composers, popular music composers, it just doesn't get old. I mean, there are certain facets that do, and so therefore you have things called rehearsals, which are rather painful at times, but nonetheless essential to reorganize the priorities, and you reorganize your musical apparatus. And when you do that, then you can really keep it pretty fresh. We do have a rather large catalog of songs, so it's not that we're for lack of material.
Well, since you put me down, I bet I'm doing in my head. I come in late at night.